You know, every once in a while, a tequila comes along that feels truly rare. Today, I'm diving into a limited release of only 900 bottles of Inspiro Special Release Rosé Añejo. And not to say that just the tequila is special. I got the opportunity to sit down and do an interview with Mara Smith, who also is very special. I want to encourage you to go watch that recent interview. Mara shared an incredible story about creating this brand, her vision for a clean, additive-free tequila, and what inspires her as a woman leading the way in the spirits industry. The conversation really sets the stage for appreciating what we're about to taste today. So go make sure you check it out after this review. Inspiro Tequila is crafted under the guidance of master distiller Ana Maria Ramiro, one of the most respected women in tequila. She personally selects only the finest blue agaves at peak maturity when the sugar content is perfect for making exceptional tequila. The agave piñas are gently cooked in stainless steel autoclaves, allowing the sugars to develop slowly and evenly. After cooling, they're milled with a roller mill to release that sweet juice known as musto. The musto is then fermented with a proprietary yeast in a large tank, a process that Ana Maria carefully monitors because climate and season affect how the flavors develop. Next comes double distillation in stainless steel stills with copper coils. Only the hearts of the distillate is kept, the purest and best part of the run. Now, unlike most Blancos that go straight into a bottle, Inspiro has even rested its Blanco briefly in American oak bourbon barrels to round out the flavor. For the Rosé line, they took innovation even further, using formal rosé wine barrels sourced from the south of France. And in the case of this rosé añejo, finishing it in Pinot Noir cask. It creates a unique rosé gold color. It's a fruit-forward layered profile that makes this really stand out. Look at that color. Now, just like Mara emphasized in her interview, it's pure, it's clean, and it's made in a traditional way. In the glass, the Rosé Añejo is beautiful, warm rose gold hue. Thanks to that double wine barrel aging, the influence creates a soft, elegant color that really sets it apart. On the nose, I get a cooked agave. I get some cherry. I get some like stone fruit. I even pick up a little bit of cinnamon. Maybe some of that's from those deep port notes that you'd get from that barrel. Every smell has something else going on. It's so complex in its nose. Let's dive in. Cooked agave, cherry, real bright cherry, a nice warmy spice, some butterscotch, really nice agave sweetness. And the finish is like buttery. It lasts a long time and I can actually pull that cherry out in that finish as well. There's a little bit of a floral note as well on that next sip. The butterscotch, the vanilla, the cooked agave all ramp up, but so does that cherry. That cherry is there and cherry is one of my favorite flavors. So to pick that up, and this is really nice. This is a great tequila. Now, this is a cask strength Añejo finished in those Rosé and Pinot Noir barrels. With only 900 bottles produced, it's kind of a rare tequila and it's worth seeking out. When we did the interview, Mara was sweet enough to send me the Repo and the Blanco tequila for the interview. But she personally was all out of this tequila. So I searched it out online, found it and ordered it. And I'm so glad I did. Don't miss my full interview with Mara Smith, where we go behind the scenes and talk about the whole Inspiro Tequila and her journey into the brand. It'll be linked right here. Cheers. Thanks for watching. Have a great day.